Been there the whole time, haven't you?
Almost.
Both of them, look at them.
Look at those engineer people.
Out there napping.
I was held up by a state legislator lobbying me.
Oh, you were, huh?
What's his name?
Ron Gray.
Oh, Lord.
Really? Oh, that guy.
Let's write him a letter.
Tell him to get Dover to do something.
Yeah.
He's not out the door, is he?
I'm Rob Davis, Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post public hearing notices for an annexation of two parcels of land in the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
That's a great visual of before and after.
Be nice if that was on that screen, wouldn't it?
The parcels are located on the west side of Camp Arrowhead Road, mm-hmm. north of Angola Road, and south of Route 24.
Mm-hmm.
The parcels are proposed for annexation, and a written request has been received from the property owner. The areas within the environmentally sensitive developing area and with our Inland Bays Regional Planning Area for sewer service. The proposal for sewer is in accordance with our sewer planning area, and capacity is adequate for proposed development. The development is proposed as March Farm Estates, and the property will be developed into a 134-lot subdivision, and a portion of the property, this part right here, was previously annexed into the sanitary sewer district. The developer of the Marsh Farm Estates will be building a regional pump station that will benefit others off-site. They will provide a fee simple pump station site, and will also be providing an easement 20 foot wide across their frontage along Camp Arrowhead Road. In addition, they will be responsible for systems connection fees, $4,100 per equivalent dwelling unit, or about $549,000. And we have a public hearing scheduled for July 28th at 10:15 a.m. in County Council Chambers. Questions?
Questions, Council?
Nope.
You have a motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include an area of land as presented on June 16th, 2015.
So, motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
When are you going to start on the west side putting in some sewer pipes? People got to ask her.
Where's the west side?
Yes. The county. He's talking about the whole county.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
In other words, we're down here along the whole thing.
He'd like to have something around Wilson Hill Road.
Take care of the environmental sensitivity.
Sam, right? You're interfering with our lunch.
And our coastal areas.
Rob, thank you. Sorry, thank you very much, Rob.
You're good. Grants, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 7 grants for your consideration.
Be nothing without it.
The first one is the Coalition of West Rehoboth. They are requesting $2,500 to pay for street lighting that assists in crime prevention and additional maintenance of their community center. Last council grant received was $3,500, which was $1,000 from Ms. Deaver and $2,500 from Mr. Cole.
Well, I can. My account will sustain a $100 donation.
I'd like to give the $2,400 to my council.
And so we've got 25.
So I have motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,500 to Coalition West Rehoboth for street lighting and building maintenance, being $2,400, Mr. Cole, and $100, Mrs. Deaver.
Right.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Seaford Historical Society is requesting $3,000 to install a sign at the Governor Ross Plantation in Seaford. The signage will help visitors as well as local residents locate the plantation. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Vincent.
I make a motion we do the same.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,500 from my council bank account to Seaford Historical Society for building improvements at Governor Ross Mansion. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one's the Town of Bridgeville's requesting funds for the Bridgeville Police Department's 2015 National Night Out. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $750, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Wilson.
All right, motion we do the same.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $750 to Town of Bridgeville for a Bridgeville Police Department's Night Out, being $500 from my council bank account and $250 from Mr. Wilson's. Question on the motion? Thank you, vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried.
March of Dimes Foundation's requesting $2,500 to support the Farmer and the Chef South event. The primary focus of the event is to pair Sussex farmers with Sussex chefs to help them develop sustainable relationships long after the event. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council person.
So moved.
Yes, second. Do it again.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the March of Dimes Foundation for the Farmer and the Chef South event, being $100 of each council bank account.
Correct.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
That will help the restaurants at the coast, yeah. Sam.
With the farm produce from the west.
Right, right. You farmers will help us.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Then they'll ship it in by the coastal. Yes.
Mr. Wilson, I vote yes, motion carried.
Apple Scrapple Festival is requesting sponsorship of the 24th annual festival. It's run completely by all-volunteer committee for the benefit of the surrounding community. This festival has brought over 25,000 people in 1 year to Bridgeville. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,500, which was $900 from Mr. Vincent, $300 from Mr. Phillips, and $300 from Mr. Wilson.
Make a motion. We do the same.
Mm-hmm. Second.
I have a motion and a second. You okay with that, Rob?
Mr.
To grant $1,500 to the Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival for event expenses.
He just goes for the east side.
Being $900 from my council bank account, $300 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account, $300 from Mr. Arlett's council bank account.
See, Mr. Phillips won the scrapple toss 1 year.
Question on the motion?
Well, Councilman Arlett is the current reigning champion, I might add.
The scrapple toss.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Quite an achievement, yes.
Mr. Arlett. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
How about you? Motion carried.
Village Improvement Association's requesting funds to install a fence at the Micro Dune National Park, Nature Park, located in Rehoboth Boardwalk. DENREC has told the association that the dune will erode if the fence is not installed. There is no specific amount requested. The cost of the project is between $2,000 to $2,500. Last grant received was $1,200 from Mr. Cole.
I'll make a motion to give $1,500 to help the Village Improvement Association.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,500 from Mr. Cole's council bank account to the Village Improvement Association for fencing and plantings at the Micro Dune Nature Park. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
New Zion United Methodist Church is requesting support for their annual basketball tournament and Community Awareness Day. The event educates the community on health issues such as HIV, drugs, and diabetes. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $300, which was $150 from Mr. Vincent, $150 from Mr. Phillips.
Isn't this, just refresh my memory here, isn't this for a event for the entire community?
Yes.
Where they, wait a minute, I'm reading that here. Besides playing basketball, they learn about major health issues such as HIV, diabetes, blood pressure, obesity, that kind of stuff. Okay, all right. I'll make sure it's open to anybody that wants to go there. They're not preaching to people. It just happens to be held at the church.
That's correct.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Colt, to grant $300 to the New Zion United Methodist Church for the Youth Outreach Basketball Tournament Fundraiser, being $150 from my account and $150 from Mr. Arlett's account. Questions on the motion?
Yes. Do we know how many kids are involved in this by chance? Is there any inkling?
I don't think it tells us there. I went by there last year at the one they had, and there was probably about 100 kids there, at least 100, maybe more. I didn't count a lot, I mean, but, you know. And I think I just got an email that they moved the date this year. It wasn't this past Saturday. It's going to be in August.
Mm. Right.
Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Proposed any ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
There are none. Excuse me. There are none, Mr. President.
Goodness gracious. Council members' comments?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a motion to direct the staff to address the 18 to 20 employees who would be negatively affected by the new pay scale salary restructuring.
All right.
I think
I don't think
this,
We can do that.
We can't do that at this point.
Oh.
Members' comments.
That's the official. It's just a comment.
But we can put that on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
Future date.
That'd be fine.
I have a question. It's been asked many times. Does the county maintain a list of homeowner associations?
No, we do not.
I've been asked if we would do that. Is that something that we would consider doing? That's what I'm asking.
For what purpose would we do it?
Well, actually, it came from AARP, and Bob Chin from AARP, he was here today. So I'm just asking, there are a lot of issues, homeowner association issues, and I think if they had that resource and they knew where they need to organize and teach each other, I think. So that's the case. I mean, whether or not we can hold that at the county, I don't know.
There's an effort by the Attorney General's office right now. They've formed a ombudsman.
Right.
His gentleman's name is Chris Curran, C-U-R-R-I-N, who is focused on issues involving HOAs. Mm-hmm. They actually asked us that same question. Does the county maintain a database of HOAs? And the answer is no, we do not. I don't know that we have any capability of doing that short of sending staff out and contacting developments to see if they have an HOA and gaining that contact information.
Yeah, I think once you do that, you might get into some things that you might not want to get into.
We can ask Everett real quick. Everett, if you're an HOA, do you have to be incorporated? Can you just be like a group without any structure?
It should be incorporated or an LLC.
Should be.
I've seen
both. Does it have
both.
To be?
If it's an unincorporated association, there's a question of how it would act and how it would have authority. So, yes, it should be. Oftentimes in doing settlements, we run into HOAs that, in fact, have never been formed or they've gone defunct.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, sir, if I may. HOAs, I think several of them, many people get on those boards and don't have any history or any knowledge of how to be running a community, in my opinion, as a past president, and some of them have to get reined in. They do votes. They think they can approve and do anything pretty much that they feel like they want to and can, and it's really, I believe, very problematic in many areas in our county, if not the state. And I think that there should be some type of a mechanism to have a template of what their authority is and what it is not. Would you concur?
The attorney who prepares the HOA in the documents should set forth in those documents what the authority mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. For the HOA, how it acts, how it would assess fees, the kinds of authorities it would have.
Yeah, I think that's a really challenging. But on a positive note, I do want to publicly commend, Laurel. And the community over there, as they just had their ribbon cutting for Laurel High School this last Sunday, and we're very excited for them and having a new chapter in their life, and very excited for Laurel and their future regarding that school.
Any more comments from council? I want to compliment Mr. Lawson already today. I've just got my email to join Motivate the First State.
Good.
So we're on the move.
Things are working. Sign up and... log your active.
Entertain a motion to recess.
Well, I have one more thing. I know. I said earlier, I talked about it, the way our county's been managed last 2.5-3 years, and I think George said something about it's always been well managed, and that's true. But I'm talking about good management in addition to many, many good moves and improvements. Look at the walls and look at the meeting room downstairs. I mean, I could bring a million examples. And I just wanted to, I've been here 8 years, and almost 8 years, so I'm not saying this just because I'm new here. So I've noticed the improvements, and my business was business management, so I know a little bit about that. So I just think that, it wouldn't be such a bad idea to thank Mr. Lawson for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you.
Everyone thank Mr. Lawson.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson.
And before we recess for public hearings at 1:30, I do want to tell Mr. DeGuy I'm a little disappointed in his actions today. I kept time up here, and you were 24 seconds from the time we passed the budget that was on the internet. And that's a little slow.
Darn.
Well, you know what they say about getting up there in age. I'm starting to slip, so, you know.
No.
Is there a motion to recess to 1:30 public hearings?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I will, yes. We're now in recess to 1:30 public hearings.